The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Merry Christmas. This morning is quite different than last night in this place. It is still beautiful, of course, but it is much brighter. Last night we had dim light and candlelight, and it was a sense of mystery and grace and sort of one of those magical kinds of feel. Whereas this morning we're here with all the lights on. Everything we have is pretty much on this morning, and we are celebrating in the fullness of this day after the mystery of the overnight experience. What a great day to be born. Right, Joan, where are you? She has a birthday today. There you are. Oh, another one too? Gosh. And wonderful, two birthdays today. Well, you and Jesus, all three of you today, and many more. But what a wonderful day to be born. And isn't it a wonderful day every day to be born? Because we are brought into this world in grace and in light and in love. Much like the mystery we experienced last night, we know the genetics and all the science of how it happens, but the fact that it actually happens is something that is pretty amazing. And you all know what I mean, because every one of you has seen a newborn or a very close to newborn baby. And when you hold one of those, all of the world disappears, don't you find? And it comes right into that moment when you have that sense of holding a baby or of seeing a child with that wonder and delight in your eyes looking at them. Earlier last night, we had a children's service where the children gathered on quilts on the floor. And one of our parishioners told the Christmas story in such a way that they were just enraptured. Big eyes. Laughs when the camel came out from behind her little panorama she had set up. And what was fascinating to me was, and to one of the other women that I talked to afterwards, was not the delight of the children, because that is what we expect of children. We expect them to show that delight and that amazement at every new thing. What amazed two of us, at least, was the delight of the adult. And I think last night, and hopefully today for you, each one of us is born a little bit again. To watch the adults watching the children experience that was to watch Jesus be born in hearts in that moment in a new way. Because we grow up and we forget. We get busy with worrying about our work and our life and our money and our relationships. And we forget sometimes about that moment of wonder, pure wonder. And so to see it in another can sometimes bring it back to us. It's like what it says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. We don't always walk around in darkness, but we often walk around in a gray fog. And the fact that it's kind of foggy out there today kind of reminds us of that. It's not always bright and sunny and snowy on Christmas Day. Sometimes we are walking in a gray fog. I'm sure each one of you can remember a time when you walked in a gray fog or a deep darkness. And now's not the time to dwell on those, but just remember for a moment the slight feeling of that kind of heaviness, kind of yuck, as one might say. And yet a light shines. A child is born somewhere in that moment when you're in your deep fog and your great darkness. Somewhere in the world, a child is being born. Probably many children are being born. And for us to just pause for a moment on this day and remember the child that has brought us new life helps us to try and remember, how do we experience new life? We're experiencing new life here, and we didn't even know what it was going to be like with our new doors, our new entrance. Something that we have born and birthed together as a parish is having an effect on people all over this neighborhood. I need to tell you that you cannot be in the entranceway now without someone coming up and saying, "May I come in and look at the church? Can I come in, please?" There were people here last night. I was out turning on Christmas lights and things like that, and a woman came up the steps and said to me, "Hi, what time are your services tonight?" I told her. She said, "Great, I have time to go home, eat dinner, and I'll be back for the 10:30. And she did. She came back and brought friends. And that for me is not about us increasing the size of our congregation or any of those things. It's about the fact that there was something here, something in this place that she was drawn to. There was a bit of a new birth, perhaps, for her that last night. There certainly was for me as I watched the wonder in her face as she came into the church later and it was all mysterious-like and lovely and dark. And so each of us needs to look into our lives, I think, and think of and remember the times that are difficult, but to remember the times when there was a little light there. A newborn child, perhaps, or a new idea, or a new friend, or a new anything that can jolt us out of that place. We experience it individually, we experience it as communities, and today is a day to celebrate the joy and the grace of all of that. Every time in our life that we are touched by another is an opportunity for a new birth. Every time that we enjoy the beauty of our creation and remember that we are meant to care for it is a time for us to experience new birth. Every time that we walk with someone in a time of illness or death and we watch them move into a new life is a time for new birth. And so today we need to remember all of those times, not just to remember them, but to live into them, to make it a difference for us, a difference for those we meet. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. May the light shine on you. May the deep darkness be parted, and may this blessing of a young family and a newborn baby touch your heart this day and every day. A good day to be reborn. Amen.